This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have Stephen A. Russell with us this afternoon to talk movies.
I was going to say something about coming at it from both sides,
well,
but then let's not go there
at the moment, Stephen, okay? It's pretty late.
I know. Outrageous. Well, look, I feel like I'm bringing the love this week. I've got a trio of films I'm going to try and race through.
Go for it.
But the first one I absolutely loved is Karen Kusama's Destroyer. Now, people will know this as the Nicole Kidman film where she, you know, they've done a bit of a number on her. She's got a terrible wig, really, really old looking makeup. But look, I think it's a real disservice to focus on the aesthetics here, because honestly, I think this is one of Nicole's finest performances.
Really?
And
wow.
I do not know why it went AWOL during awards season.
Okay.
I don't know why she wasn't nominated. So basically, it's a real, I mean, if you love those kind of gritty LA noirs, you know, it's a bit like Raymond Chandler, and here we have the sort of femme fatale role flipped on its head, and we have Kidman as LAPD detective Erin Bell, who's sort of like the Marlowe character, you know, traversing LA, which, you know, in all those great films, it's very much a character here as well.
Yeah.
And essentially, it's told on two different timelines. So we have, a younger, more joyful Erin going undercover with her fellow cop, who is Marvel's Winter Soldier, Sebastian Stan. And they're going in to bust a drug ring. And all we know is something must have went wrong, because we then have this, you know, second narrative much later where she's obviously really regressed. She's, you know, become a loner. She's very self-damaging. She's, you know, fallen apart with her family. And yeah, quite grizzled by this stage. And it really, it does one of those amazing, you know, intercutting of time, and you actually begin to become a bit discombobulated. You're not sure exactly.
Okay.
I mean, you can tell obviously by looking at her, but there's still a few little tricks up its sleeve that Karen Kusama plays on the audience's understanding of what they're seeing.
Yeah.
I thought this was an absolutely incredible one. An amazing cinematography from Julie Kirkwood and score by Theodore Shapiro as well. I loved it. I do not know why this did not get more love.
Wow.
And why she wasn't nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
It's 4.5 from me, boy.
Gosh. Because,
Destroyer.
because there was, you know, I remember reading something that the husband, her real life husband,
Keith.
Yeah. She would come home, you know, like a wreck and tortured by this role.
Look, you can tell she is one of these actors that is able to completely disappear into a role, and I don't think she gets enough credit for these incredible transformations.
She can be a bit of a problem in real life though, can't she?
Well, I'm not gonna go into that. But look, 4.5 stars from me.
All right, okay.
I also love Fighting with My Family, which is this gorgeous little story that I didn't really know. I used to love WWE when I was a kid, but I didn't know about Paige, who's this UK, you know, kind of real rags to riches story. Her family were obsessed with wrestling. She trained in the ring with her brother, her mother, her father. Ends up going to a London scouting session and becomes a WWE superstar. But what we have here is Stephen Merchant, who's the Office co-creator with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
He tells it as this really fun drama that cast Florence Pugh as her real name's Soraya Knight. And I love Florence. Like, people may, she's kind of just on the up, but people might have seen her in the incredible indie film Lady Macbeth. She was in the Little Drummer Girl drama series recently and Outlaw King on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Look, she is an absolute star. Every minute she's on the screen just lights up. Like, she is going places. And she's actually, she's going to be in the Black Widow film from Marvel coming up. She's got another couple under sleeve. But look, I thought she was great here. Vince Vaughn is really fun as her
coach. I like him.
He's got real goofy charm.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rock shows up as himself.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And, you know, larger than life character.
Yeah.
That he is. I really liked Jack Lowden from Dunkirk, who plays her brother Zach. Cersei from Game of Thrones, Lena Headey's her mum. Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead.
Gosh, they're all there.
It's really fun because it really does that well-known rags to riches story, and it's very, you know, it transfers to America, but it keeps that really kind of potty mouth, a bit sweary British sense of humour.
Yeah.
And they just really mesh well together. It's a really fun film. Okay. 4 stars from me.
And what's it called again?
That is Fighting With My Family.
Right.
And very, very quickly, we've got your favourite genre, David. We've got a superhero film that I really like.
Yay.
Just bear with me. Give me 3 seconds. Look, this is Shazam. And he is a very, not particularly well-known character from DC. So
I've seen the posters around town. Yeah.
Look, it's
is it a bit more fun?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, right. DC has copped a lot of flack for trying to turn, you know, superheroes into grim miserableism. And look, it's sort of ridiculous when you've got superpowered aliens or, you know, whatever. But here, so what we have is essentially, this feels like a kind of one of those 80s, goofy teen movies to me, like The Goonies, Gremlins.
Yeah, in the poster.
Yeah, heaps of fun, not scared to get dark when it needs to. Yep. So essentially what it does is Asher Angel plays a teenage boy who, blah, 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 meets a wizard, gets magical powers, essentially making him like Superman with lightning, sort of Superman crossed with Thor.
Right.
And the joke is that when he transforms into the superhero, he, for all intents and purposes, looks like a massive buff, you know, adult, played by Zachary Levi. So, of course, if you're a 14-year-old who's suddenly transformed into an adult passing, you know, superhero, you're essentially going to immediately try and score beer, go to you know, lady bars, and you know, it really plays up the ridiculousness of what teenagers would do if they had these sudden powers. And it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, he's a foster kid. The family is really diverse. You've got all, you know, lots of ethnic diversity. You've got his best friend, Freddie Freeman, played by Jack Dylan Glazer, is on crutches. You've just got this really loving foster family. Mark Strong is the bad guy. He's a bit of a weakling. You know, it's the same old blah, blah, blah. But where it ends up left me excited for a sequel, or, you know, I could imagine a kind of Netflix spin-off series. You know, really, it's really fun. It doesn't take itself seriously. It has a lot of laughs with that world. It even, you know, kind of makes fun of DC's bad reputation. This is definitely more Wonder Woman than it is Batman versus Superman, put it that way. And last but not least, just in our final few minutes here, I also wanted to say to all of our listeners out here in Melbourne that if you are around, there's 4 fantastic films in Encore tomorrow for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Yeah, okay.
I loved all of them. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I've obviously woke up on the right side of bed. I'll be doubly mean next fortnight, but we've got gorgeous Kenyan lesbian love story, Rafiki. It's such a beautiful film. Then one of my favourite hunky French actors, Felix Marito, he is in 2 films, Sauvage and also Boys. And The kind of amazing little addition as well is they're screening a special Melbourne version of the Coming Back Out Ball movie, which closed the Melbourne International Film Festival last year.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful film about celebrating our LGBTIQ+ elders.
Oh, so lovely. It's really a sweet film.
And it's so lovely to see it come home and, you know, within the Melbourne queer community and get that platform with the Melbourne Queer Film Festival as well.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, I'm really sorry. I'll be doubly mean next fortnight, but I'm basically loving everything.
Don't have to be at all. Stephen, thank you so much. And you've had fun at the film festival.
I am so full of creative joy, but I'm also like about ready to spend 3 days on my sofa, please. Thank you. Not watching anything.
Socializing.
No, don't anyone talk to me. Yeah. I don't want to see you. I'm having a cup of tea for 3 days. Thank you.
Brilliant. You've got the Geelong one coming up shortly, so maybe you can make it.
I know. Maybe if I can just about, you know, haul myself out of my pit, and then there's the comedy festival, and this city just never ends, does it?
Never ends. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.